Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, I know October is the month that we try to bring extra awareness to the very difficult and sad issue of domestic violence in the community. And I know that these are programs that you have all year round that help the victims and their families, and of course, prosecuting people that perpetuate these crimes. But in the month of October, your office also sponsors something, I think, another piece of your outreach, and I think this is something that people should know about, and it involves lots of supplies.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and every October for the past 5 years, we've organized a toilety drive for domestic violence survivors so that, you know, the survivors and the families can really have one less thing to worry about. You know, and so we've been doing that at all our courthouses here in Plymouth County and also at our main office in Brockton. And we're going to be distributing the items that we collect on November 7th to the various groups and agencies that work with survivors of domestic violence. So it's been a very, I think, a powerful impact for the people that have been receiving these things and understanding that you're right. We do lots of things on these criminal cases, but we need to help the people also.
It's interesting, and you think about if somebody is in a situation where they just had to pack up and leave and get out of a terrible situation, a lot of times you don't have the time or resources to grab a lot of those small things that make a big difference with the way you live. And you think about, well, what's the big deal about shampoo and a bar of soap? If you don't have it, it is a big deal.
Sure, and toothbrushes, toothpaste, mouthwash, you know, razors, diapers, hygiene products, all the bare necessities that you need to have. And you're right, you take that for granted sometimes. So, you know, we've already collected, I believe, over thousands of different items we will put together. Our bags, we will be donating them to the toiletries to the agencies such as Health Imperatives, Family and Community Resources, and South Shore Resource and Advocacy Center. They do great work every day, all year long, to support the survivors of domestic violence and help them get back on their feet.
Do you think people would be surprised if they knew what a problem this is, not only in this community, but in many other communities?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, domestic violence is one of those crimes that doesn't have a zip code. It's everywhere. And it can happen anywhere. And I think sometimes if you walk into any district court in our county or anywhere in the Commonwealth or even in the U.S., you'd be surprised to see the people that are there that are dealing with the issues on a daily basis, whether it's verbal abuse or physical abuse, and the challenges the victims and survivors face of domestic violence all the time, which is why we put together a program whereby now we are identifying and tracking and targeting the prosecution of our most violent repeat batterers. And also at the same time trying to provide more access to supportive services for high-risk victims. You know, it's our DART program, and it's something that's been up and running for the last couple of years. I think it's been successful so that we know when individuals come back to court and they are repeat offenders that we can handle them the way that they need to be handled versus something that may just be a one-time event.
If somebody is listening now and feels that they are a victim of domestic violence and they're afraid to speak up, as many people are sometimes, or there's a family member that's aware of another person in this kind of situation, how do you advise them to proceed?
Well, I always advise them, you've got to do what's right for you and your family. And many times in a lot of our cases will go to court and the victims in the case refuse to go forward. In those cases, many times because the person who is the batterer, that individual is the provider. That person's working. He's bringing money in to the home with the kids and stuff. So unfortunately, you tend to see those cases come back. They don't just go away after one event. So if you are in that situation, understand that there is help out there. You can either call our office, and go on PlymouthDA.com. You can go on JaneDoe.org. Jane Doe works to amplify the voices of all those who are impacted by sexual and domestic violence and provides a whole array of resources and information to help. There is help out there, and let's get help before it gets really bad.
So to people who may be listening and concerned about this issue, there can be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. There is a light. It's a dark path, but there is a light, and you should understand you're not alone, and there are an awful lot of good people out there who are working hard to try to help keep you safe. And if you understand that, and if you go down that path, I think you'll be in a position to help yourself and help your children.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back right after this.